This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, for tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from the UndergroundUSA.com website, that's UndergroundUSA.com, it's none other than Frank Salvato. There they are. They're still celebrating the Bucks win. All right, there they go. Thank you, guys. All right. Let's say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, I got to mention this because it's the lead story in our area and around the country right at the moment, and that's the fact that they believe that they found the body of the young gal out of Northport, Florida, Gabby Petito, who was living with her boyfriend down there, and a rainbow magically appeared when officials seemed to find the body there in Wyoming where she was at, which there may or may not be some significance in that. But her dad posted a heartbreaking tweet, and they're still looking for the person of interest, and that's namely the boyfriend. And I don't think he's where they're looking at him at. I think he went in the opposite direction, and that's about where we're at with all this. And it's just such a terrible, awful mess.
No, it's a tragic story. Sadly, these types of things happen a lot more often than they should.
Yep.
This one's just getting national attention. And if you, when you look at the rainbow aspect of this, you believe in divine intervention, perhaps that's what that was about.
Yeah, I know. And a lot of people are saying that. I've had a lot of comments that way. All right, well, let's talk about the border down there by Del Rio, Texas, because the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, called out the Department of Public Service, and they had 25 or 30 cars with about 40 or 50 state troopers that were right there on this side of the dam that they were coming across. And they said, nope, that's it. Turn it around. Go the other way. You're not coming in. So they shut that area down. And Kevin McCarthy is saying, well, we need the National Guard on the border to deal with this mess. There's 14,000 people under that stupid bridge right now down there.
Yeah, and this is, you have to lay the blame for this exclusively at the Biden administration for their open border policy. And they're trying to say that they've got the handle on the border. That's only the case if they meant to let everybody in all the time. And this false claim that they're sending all of the people, we are going to be deporting all of the Haitians back to Haiti. That's not true. They're only expelling single males. That's who they're sending back to Haiti. Everybody else gets to stay in. They get processed. They will get a court date, and they'll be released. So we got to be careful with the rhetoric that they're using. They've established a precedent there where we can't believe anything that's coming out of the White House. It is always not true. So, you know, the blame is on the Biden administration and his handlers. It has to be there. And McCarthy's right. You've got to put the National Guard on the border. Abbott's right. Let's keep building that barrier down there, whether it's a fence, whether it's a wall, I don't care.
Yep.
But this stuff's got to stop.
Yeah, and Mayorkas, the DHS secretary, said that they've got 2,000 of them, he called it processed, and ready to deport right now.
Yeah, and again, those are only single males. They're only single males that they're deporting. If it's a family, they're not breaking them up. And they shouldn't. I'm not saying that they should break families up. But none of them should have been allowed in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And they should all be returned to Haiti. You know, and as far as Mayorkas is concerned, why aren't we impeaching this guy? Because
yes.
He's been a dismal failure since day one.
And it's not just the Haitians that are there. We're finding out that there's Cubans and Venezuelans mixed in a bunch, too.
You know, and they will probably deport the Cubans. And what's going on with the Cuba story? You know, talk about a story that had so much promise to bring freedom to a communist nation that has been sequestered for so long, and we never hear about it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. By the way, go ahead.
It's stunning that when the media wants to pivot to something, an entire nation that's in a revolution, screaming for freedom, can become a non-story because they don't want to cover it.
Mm-hmm. And I'm talking, folks, to Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Mel, you'll have to hang on because we're going to go to a hard break right here. We've got a caller just called in here, but we're fixing to head to the break. Here comes the music right now. So, Frank, you hold on. And, folks, when we come back, get this. They had the J6 rally in D.C. on Saturday. Thought they'd have a lot of people there. Nope. They had twice as many cops and reporters there as they did people that showed up for the rally. Oh, boy. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 8...
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. and sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it. Thank you very much, Frank. And before we get back to Frank and our callers on the line, I got to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Nissan. Now, it's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, through the upper Midwest, as well as all the way to Phoenix, Arizona. Now, it might be because Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. And then again, it might be because their motto is to do whatever it takes to be the best in the market. And while you're there, test drive the all-new Rogue. I am telling you, that's the hottest SUV in the market. And by the way, it's got as much room in the front seat right now as a Murano does. And I am not exaggerating. Now, it starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including the free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. They've got the great selection of vehicles, over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles. And don't forget, trade-ins, oh boy, they're commanding a great resale price right now, so you can take advantage, upgrade your ride right now, and you'll get more money for your vehicle than what you thought you were going to get. Now, Nissan, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans and first responders, plus church pastors, all get a great deal and get taken care of admirably. So, Nissan locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget, there'll be another new one coming along soon. That's all I can tell you. Online at Moss, MAUSNissan.com. That's Moss, MAUSNissan.com. Tell them the captain sent you. Okay, first of all, back to Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now we're going to go to Mel in Saratoga Springs. He's been holding. Mel in Saratoga Springs, go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Frank. I'd like to say to all my black brothers and sisters, is it not obvious the contempt that the Democrat Party, they Biden regime, even Kamala Harris and Barack Obama have for you in regards to how he's going to deport Haitians back to Haiti, but he'll let illegal alien Hispanics come into this country, stay, roll out the red carpet, take our tax dollars, give it to them to survive on, give them housing, give them schooling, give them medical, give them food stamps, give them everything in the world on your dime, but yet your black brothers and sisters get deported back to a H-hole, a S-hole country that they definitely tried to escape. But that's the contempt that you keep voting for, the contempt that this regime has against you, has on you. Y'all better wake up because the bacon's burning. Wake up and smell the coffee. The bacon's burning.
Okay.
Anyway, Captain, thanks.
Thank you. And he's right on target there, Frank.
Well, yeah. And it's a selective ethic that he's using with who he's going to deport and who he's not.
Right.
And I believe it's an incredible miscalculation because if you look at the last polling numbers among Hispanic voters, and we have to believe that all of the people that are being released are going to eventually become ballot holders.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way that works, because mm-hmm. that's the game they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
That his approval rating among Hispanics is down to 35%.
So right.
He's not doing himself any favors.
Mm-hmm. And Trump got a record number of Hispanics last time around.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so when you're talking about the Black Lives Matter, and you're talking about being anti-racist and everything else,
mm-hmm.
Here you have an example of how this mm-hmm. administration applies that, where they send black people back to Haiti mm-hmm. and leave the Hispanics coming over the border. So what happened to Black Lives Matter?
Yeah, having her word. Okay, let's go to Mary. Good morning, Mary. What's going on?
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to say I think the American people have been through a lot of pain lately, especially with the COVID and with the border crossing, just kind of like chaos and trauma. Not that anybody's giving in on that or anything else. But I think I remember hearing where Trump has in the past kind of negotiated deals. But the thing is, you can't negotiate with the people that are in government now because they're communists. You can't negotiate with communists. So I think it just needs to stop. And if he ever gets back in or whatever, if you start pounding, you need to keep pounding away, and you can't negotiate with communists.
Good point. Thank you.
Thank
okay, good point. And she won't get any argument with me on that one.
I'm going to go one step further. I agree with her. You can't negotiate with this administration for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But they're Marxism promoting fascists is what they are.
Mm-hmm.
When you get into the model that Joe Biden and Barack Obama, for that matter, were emulating, you're going back to Woodrow Wilson, who pushed a full blown fascist agenda.
Mm-hmm.
He was even congratulated about it by the fascists of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And then Roosevelt, who had another fascist agenda, who was congratulated by Mussolini and Hitler for his fascist achievements. You know, so we are back to that kind of a government has the heavy hand, government injects itself into the private sector and controls everything type of agenda with a Marxist twist. So we've got the perfect storm here for the far, far left.
Yeah.
Of a Marxism-based agenda pushed by fascists who want an oligarchy. It's everything that America shouldn't be.
Yep, you're right. And I'm talking to Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Check it out. See what's going on over there. Now, over the weekend, we had this J6 rally in Washington, D.C., and it was widely reported there were more police and media there than there were demonstrators at what they called the Justice for J6 rally.
Yeah, and I want to preface my comments by saying that the reason for the rally is incredibly valid.
Mm-hmm.
The people who've been incarcerated because of January 6th have been held literally, and this is by definition, literally as political prisoners. They have been denied access to their lawyers. They have been held without, some of them without being charged. They are being held in solitary confinement. So there's enough to be really angry about with the way that these people are being treated. That said, this rally was a complete setup.
They wanted the exact same thing that happened on January 6th to happen again, so Nancy Pelosi and her fascist little friends on Capitol Hill could scream, "Do you see? White supremacists are horrible. They tried to attack our Capitol again." Well, the people on the right are a little bit too smart for that, and they let this play out so that, and we talked about this on the break, that the one big arrest that was made happened to be of an undercover cop.
That's right.
You know, so when you see pictures of this, you've got people who look like the black clad version of Star Wars stormtroopers, and people who are so obviously undercover federal agents that the criminals were laughing about it.
Yeah,
you know that's who showed up for this entrapment session.
Yeah, they were all wearing their $300 sneakers and their cargo shorts and their fancy polo shirts. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
high and tight haircuts.
Yeah, you could. It was just oozing. It was oozing out of that crowd. So hey, Vance, nice try, but no.
Listen, I got to talk for a little bit about, and by the way, can you stick around for another segment?
You bet.
Okay, I got to talk a little bit here about what's gone on here in Florida. A few years ago, back in 2008 when Barack Obama got elected, we had 700,000 more Democrats in the state than we did Republicans. Then back in 2016, we were down to 100,000 more Democrats than Republicans. As of the end of August, it's 23,000 and change more Democrats than there are Republicans. There's been a phenomenal change occurring here with voter registrations.
Well, and let's applaud to that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give kudos to the Secretary of State's office and all of the election commissions for having fidelity for purging the rolls of dead voters.
You bet.
Keeping accurate voter counts. I believe that we should be the model for the nation as far as that's concerned.
After the last election.
Yeah. And with this tightening of the numbers, Nikki Fried should be sweating so hard that she's losing weight.
Good.
You know, and let's purge these people from this system. We've got a solidly red state here that believes in the Constitution and the rule of law, but also believes in clawing back power from the overreaching federal government.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to keep Ron DeSantis in office. We need to get him a team that supports him 100%. Which is pretty much just getting rid of Nikki Fried.
Yep.
And we go from there.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Mike Gallagher is going to take us to break. We'll see him on Thursday.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI's reporting human remains found in Teton County, Wyoming are consistent with the description of missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito. The cause of death has yet to be determined. A full forensic identification is underway. The search continues for her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. The Senate parliamentarian ruled Sunday that Democrats cannot include pathways to citizenship in the $3.5 trillion spending package. This package only has the support of Democrats in Washington with zero Republican support. $3.5 trillion is roughly the equivalent of how much the United States spent on World War II. President Biden's open border policy continues to worsen at the U.S.-Mexico border. U.S. authorities on Sunday have closed part of the Texas border to block Haitian migrants from entering through Mexico. Thousands of Haitian refugees are now building makeshift camps in the region. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz reported more than 3,000 migrants have been removed from the camps. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Mark Walters. Of course, Armed American Radio was on the air last night all across the country. Many of these same stations for carrying the program. By the way, I want to remind everybody about Thursday night, September the 23rd, right here in Tampa, the Grand Hyatt Tampa, where we are going to have our Florida Governor, Ron DeSantis. He's going to be giving a 20-minute policy speech to kick off the Bring Small Businesses Back seminar that we're going to have there. Mike Gallagher will be there, my buddy from around the corner in the back room. Larry Elder, the almost governor in California. Alfredo Ortiz, who happens to be the chairman and CEO of the Job Creators Network. Plus, Rebecca Walser. And Rebecca Walser, of course, is the gal who does a lot of Fox Business stuff here from Walser Wealth in Tampa. And my buddy Bill Bunkley will be the moderator for the little panel. And I'll be up on stage to do the Pledge of Allegiance, as only you know I can do it because of the way we do it. It's done in a very special manner. Now, if you want tickets, the VIP tickets are gone, so forget about that. But you can buy one, get one, and there's a way you can do that, and it's a tremendous way to do it. Just go over to theanswertampa.com, theanswertampa.com, and become one of our loyalty club members. And it costs nothing to do that, by the way. And then go ahead and order your ticket. Or tickets, as the case may be. You can buy one ticket and get a second one for free in the general seating, which is not bad seating, okay? So don't think that. So you'll be able to get a seat, and you'll be in like fun. You just won't be able to come to the VIP because it's sold out. So check that out, theanswertampa.com. And I look forward to seeing you on Thursday night, the 23rd, With the event starts at 7 p.m. and be there, be square. The VIP reception starts at 5:30, but again, that is sold out. Okay, Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website is with us. Good morning,
Mr. Captain.
You know, it's always fun having fun, right?
Hey, fun is fun.
Now, Joe Biden, it's got to be a tough thing, Joe. it's got to be a tough thing to have the responsibility every day to cover for Joe Biden, never knowing what he's going to say, something awful, commit a horrible gaffe or lapse into mental incoherence. Talk about an ulcer-producing job. What do you think there, Frank?
Well, the one thing that the reporters who have to cover Joe Biden, it's got to be an exciting job. I don't know how difficult it is, because mumbling oatmeal into a microphone is not that hard to cover. You just got to spin the story a little bit. But the man's always on vacation.
Yeah.
The man's never working. I mean, he's on vacation again. Every time there's a crisis, the guy goes on vacation. If it's Afghanistan, he goes on vacation. Goes back, goes all to Delaware. If it's the border, he goes to Rehoboth Beach.
Yep.
Rehoboth Beach, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how hard of a gig it is to cover Biden. It seems you got to pack your swim trunks, and that's about it.
Well, he started by saying, working to pass historic investment and to modernize our climate-resilient infrastructure. Now, when he got into it, he said the U.S. is committed to reducing our greenhouse gas emissions 50 to 52% below 2005 levels by 2030. He also said we've set a goal that by 2025, our power sector will be free of carbon, and in 2030, 50% of the cars should be, must be, electric vehicles. Is he nuts?
No. Yeah, he set himself up for a complete failure on all of that, because the retooling involved in all of that is impossible.
Right.
And the people won't have it. That he's getting to the point where he's saying things that the people in mass are just not going to sign on to.
That's right.
And he's signing his defeat notice in the next election. Just period. What he's not talking about, while he's saying all of these grandiose unicorn type things about where the country's going to be going, and then he's setting up an entire draconian system here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got Janet Yellen in the Treasury wanting to see every transaction you do. If you move more than $600 in your bank account, yet they're telling you they're going after the 1%.
Yeah.
You know, why does anybody need to see what's happening? Me paying my bills,
mm-hmm.
me paying my mortgage or my rent. Or if I decide to go shopping and get something for $600, why does the Treasury need to know what I'm doing with my bank account all the time, all of a sudden?
Yeah, well...
He didn't say anything about that in his announcement.
Yeah, no, but it's there, and it's going to be in the budget if he gets his way.
Yeah, that needs to be defeated. Everybody needs to read up on that subject. And they need to apply pressure on their elected officials to defeat that, because this is inviting the Internal Revenue Service into every single thing you do, because they'll be able to see into your bank accounts whenever they please.
Well, there is
it's like an audit 100% of the time.
There is a way to get around it. Just don't put more than $500 in the bank at any one time. You'll keep it below the 600.
Or just go straight to crypto, which is what they fear.
Yeah, and a lot of people are doing that, so that's a possibility. Listen, we got to talk about the vaccines, because a story came out yesterday about vaccines and safety, and the effectiveness gap between Moderna and Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccines has widened now over time. After 120 days in the survey that they did, apparently Pfizer loses more of its effectiveness than does Moderna, which sits on top of J&J as well as being the one that lasts the longest.
And meanwhile, the one thing that we actually do know works if you catch it, the monoclonal treatments,
mm-hmm.
are being rationed by the federal government to the states. Why they're involved in that, I have absolutely no idea. I like what DeSantis is doing, going straight to the pharmaceutical companies,
correct,
bypass the federal government.
Correct.
The federal government has no business
gating who gets this and who doesn't in a free market system.
Yep.
We should be outraged that the federal government is trying to withhold medication that is proven to be effective from the American people. This goes to prove you that it was never about health with these people, and it was all about control.
Well, people are going to die as a result of this.
Absolutely they will. And now there's a study coming out of Europe that is saying, whoa, absolutely wrong on the vaccine in pregnant women. We can't say anything about this because we don't know.
By the way,
why do we continue to push the vaccine if all of these things are coming to light?
Yeah.
You have to address the realities of the matter. You can't just say, get vaccinated or get fired. And all of the corporate leaders out there who are forcing their people to get vaccinated, shame on you. Shame on you. Medical choice is something that is sacrosanct in this country. Stop forcing people to get the vaccines and threatening them with their livelihoods. It's the wrong thing to do. It's anti-American. It's very fascist of you.
And we talked about this earlier, sort of. We didn't really talk about it, but thank goodness for the Senate parliamentarian who said that the Democrats cannot include the immigration reform part that they had, giving amnesty to some 10 million illegals in the spending bill.
How about we start applying pressure on our elected officials to actually do their jobs? And demand that they actually do standalone legislation from now on.
Yeah.
These omnibus packages where they get to put whatever they want to in a budget reconciliation bill that has nothing to do with the budget, where the parliamentarian who you usually never hear anything from has to be a front page story. These giant bills with everything in them have to stop. No one can read them. The elected officials can't read them. Their staffs can't read them before the votes are being put up.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to stop this omnibus stuff and get back to having one bill with one subject so everybody is on record for how they voted on that issue so we can determine whether we want your lousy butt back in Congress.
Mm-hmm. By the way, to finish strong here, I got this one for you. Apparently, Beto O'Rourke is going to run for Texas governor. Yeah, how about that? The guns are.
You know, Matt, it seems very evident that the way to have longevity in the Democrat Party is to lose an election because you get a promotion.
Sure.
Think about it. Hillary Clinton loses not once but twice.
Mm-hmm.
She gets to be Secretary of State.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, John Kerry loses. He gets to be Secretary of State and now a climate czar, which nobody knows what the boundaries are on that position. Beto O'Rourke gets crushed by Ted Cruz, and now he gets to run for governor. Andrew Yang, he gets to run for mayor. I mean, come on.
All right. We will talk to you on Friday, my friend. All right, that's Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. Check it out. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the final segment for the morning, Monday morning, and this segment is brought to you by the guy that I'm going to be talking to, the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland.
Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland, and he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, Mr. Patrick Hyland is on hold, and now he's not on hold, and now I'm talking to him.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Put me in, coach.
Let me tell you, Captain, Carolina beat New Orleans 26-7 after New Orleans beat Green Bay last week 38-3. The NFL is, wow. Talk about unpredictable. That's to say the least. I thought that'd be a good ball game, and Carolina just took it to them. And not a good day for New Orleans, to say the least. So we'll see if they get back on track here. Now, the Chicago Bears.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Stop. I got to do something. Hold it. You said the magic word. Hold it. All right. Go ahead.
We got the good old Chicago.
I get
Bears.
That for Ken.
There you go, my man. 20-17, they come through, man. The defense played fantastic for the Chicago Bears. Justin Fields had to come in. The Ohio State quarterback had to come in and play because Dalton got hurt on a running play. So give them credit. And then the Cleveland Browns. They are for real. They won 31-21. They gave Kansas City Chiefs a heck of a game last week. And what a game last night, Captain. The Kansas City Chiefs lose to the Baltimore Ravens, 36-35. What a ball game. So, so just to let everybody know, that was the final outcome. If you went to sleep or waking up now or whatever the case may be, let all the fans know. The Indianapolis Colts hung in there against the L.A. Rams. 27-24. Matthew Stafford, what a heck of a get for the Rams. Now, they're 2-0, so we're going to see if they can make that happen.
Next Sunday.
Any captain, yeah, any given Sunday, my man. And then the Buffalo Bills, for all the people up there in upstate New York, 35-0 over the Miami Dolphins. Defense just shut Miami down. So.
Good.
And Tua, Alabama quarterback, easy now. The Miami quarterback went down and we're going to see some bruised ribs, and Brissett had to come in, the former Indianapolis Colt and Patriot quarterback had to come in. But Josh Allen is playing fantastic for Buffalo. They're just playing a smart type of football up there, so we'll see how far they can go. Denver came into Jacksonville, 123-13. Teddy Bridgewater did well. Trevor Lawrence still trying to get it together up there in Jacksonville. Rookie quarterback, we'll see how him and Urban Meyer gel him. What the future holds for the Jaguars this year. It's going to be a long year for them. I hate to say it to all my friends up there in Jacksonville and South Georgia, the group for them. The New England Patriots, you knew they weren't going to be kept down, Captain. Too good of a ball club. Mm-hmm. They came back and won 25-6 over the Jets after Miami beat them last week 17-6.
Jameis started again?
Say that one more time, sir.
Did Jameis start again?
Yeah, for New Orleans, yeah. Oh, yeah, he had a rough outing, man. That's you know, they got beat bad. I can't lie, the Panthers not good. San Francisco went all the way to Philly and pulled off a win, 17-11, hard-fought defensive game. So that was, I didn't think that would happen. Then the late game that was really exciting for everybody was Arizona, 34-33 over the Minnesota Vikings. Last-second field goal went wide right, and Arizona hangs on to win. Las Vegas went all the way to Pittsburgh and won 26-17. A lot of teams from the West Coast flew to the East Coast, Captain, and won. Only that's not the case. That doesn't normally happen. Dallas flew into L.A. Chargers and won 20-17. That was a great, good ball game. And then I don't want to forget the probably the best exciting game of the afternoon was the Tennessee Titans winning 33-30 over Seattle, flying out to their place. And that game went into overtime, Captain, and we discussed last night's Baltimore game. And then always save the best for last, right, Captain? Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Super Bowl champions, 48-25.
How about that freaking defense?
Oh, man, they just played great.
That was like magic. Oh. And by the way, the last Tampa defender who caught two interceptions for TDs in a game was Rodney Barber.
Yep, Rondé, baby. He was great. I tell you, he should be a Hall of Famer here real soon. After John Lynch got in, I figured he'd get in right after him. At least that's what should happen.
All right. We got a caller in the line. Let's see what the caller would like to say. Good morning, caller. This is, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Edward. You know me from the barbecue.
Yeah, okay. What's up?
Well, yesterday I was diagnosed with COVID-19.
Nice going. And, nice going. Yes. So you got to stay away from everybody.
Yeah. But then, 6 months ago, I got vaccinated. And you may remember, I always wear a pin that said I was vaccinated. So I thought I had a head cold, so the doctor said I had to go get tested. So I found a place to get tested. Let's try that on Sunday. Anyway, and then they said you got to go over to the fairgrounds and get the antibody.
Okay, well, I guess so, you won't be going to a Bucks game anytime soon.
No, and I won't see you Thursday.
Okay.
But
all right, I got to go.
But no, all right, Matt, get you later.
All right. Well, that's too bad, but people are getting sick. And by the way, this variant is a different strain of COVID.
Yes, it is, Captain. Yes, it is, Captain. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm curious to see what that's going to do to the baseball playoffs coming up, basketball season,
yep.
You know, really the rest of the football season. So we'll see how that all transpires and what happens.
Yep, yep, and yep.
So,
mm-hmm.
So. All right, Captain. Well, I see my time is up, my friend. God bless you and the audience. Everybody be safe out there. You know, get healthy.
Yep.
Stay healthy.
See you when we see you. See you when we see you. By the way, I'll be down in Sarasota on Saturday.
Very nice, Captain.
Gun show.
Good deal. There you go. Excellent.
All right. See you soon.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback. By the way, final segment brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Remember, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks in the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And Dominic's also offers on-site cleaning, installation, parts and repairs, unlike the big box stores that don't want to do it. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And don't forget, you can call her at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. That's 941-922-2345. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And like I said, Saturday I'll be down in Sarasota at the fairgrounds for the gun show. Looking forward to that. We always have a lot of fun down there. Sarasota, of course, our original broadcast site where we came from down there to come up here to the big city, Tampa. And it's always a lot of fun when I go down there and get to see the crew again down there. So, Sarasota, I'll see you at Robarts Arena on Saturday. But in the meantime, I'm sure the headlines today are going to start out with what I was telling you about with this unfortunate circumstance. If this is Gabby Petito, it's brought some closure to the family. Now, of course, they've got to see if the young lad that was with her is involved in this, and I'm sure all of this is being put together as we speak. But the fact of the matter is that this is really, really bad, really bad that something like this has come close to home. We're talking 50 miles from where I'm sitting right now. And what a shame that is. What a shame that is. Now, and Dee Dee, I don't know what the answer to that is, but if the amount's going to be $600 and up, why don't you just put $500 in the bank? Beat them around the bush that way. Or if you don't want to use a bank, you got these online things. I guess they're banks. I'm not really familiar with them, but you can always do that, the online stuff. All right. That's the end of the day today. I'll be back tonight with more. Don't forget, the Captain's America Third Watch is all about we the people. We the people. They work for us. God bless.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.